Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. We will soon have a better idea of Minnesota's financial picture. The state budget and economic forecast will be released on February 27th. The last forecast in November showed a nearly $3 billion deficit for the state by the end of the decade. House Speaker Lisa Damith is not optimistic about the new numbers.
I am concerned. You know, when we've talked about the costs and we've talked about where we've been just a few short years ago, and we did make a reduction in our spending this year to try to take a bite out of that impending deficit that we know is down the road. But I am very concerned.
The last budget forecast did show a $2.5 billion surplus for 2026-2027. It'll be a hectic day at the state capitol for the first day of committee hearings of the new session. Nearly 20 committees have scheduled hearings, including ag, education, health, housing, and public safety. There are also three rallies planned. The Save the Boundary Waters organization will hold a rally against copper mining. Another will focus on seeking accountability and economic recovery following the federal immigration surge in Minnesota. And the last will protest new data centers in the state. This is Public Safety Memorial Day in Burnsville. MNN's Brent Palm reports three first responders died in the line of duty 2 years ago.
Officers Elmstrad, Ruge, and Finseth from the fire department were killed by the gunman during the response.
Paul Elmstrad, Matthew Ruge, and Adam Finseth were responding to a domestic violence call involving seven children on February 18, 2024, when they were shot. The community will pause today to remember their bravery and sacrifices. Three wreaths will be at City Hall for 24 hours, and the Burnsville flag is flying at half-mast.
In other headlines, the Twin Cities Tenant Union is urging residents to join a statewide rent strike on March 1st, pushing lawmakers to enact an eviction moratorium. The call follows economic fallout from Operation Metro Surge. A University of Minnesota analysis estimates renters now owe $27 to $51 million in rent debt. Organizers say thousands withholding rent could create enough pressure to force state action. Thousands of school bus drivers in Minnesota are being honored today with a statewide appreciation day. Nick Clatius of the Minnesota Association for Pupil Transportation says they pick up and drop off a lot of kids.
Over 700,000 every day, the trips in between and everything else that takes place, special education and things like that. Also, pre-K, it's a lot of students. It's closer to 780,000 students each day.
This is MNN.